Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to a new episode of Old Lady's Favorite Muslim Lady. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service in the coziest place for women. Well, and here with me, I have Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, really, for coming here. Well, it's always a pleasure to be here with you. A great honor to be with all these great ladies that are listening to us. Well, in relationships, regarding the marital relationships, the relationship of couples, there are many specific details that would turn into really problematic issues and traumas. Now, there might be, I don't know how it happens, but unconsciously sometimes you get into this verbal game that is unnecessary, but unfortunately it gets to produce a lot of issues and problems. Like, for example, a woman is usually, most of the women are usually, so fastidious about their body, about their physique, like how they look, how they appear in people's eyes, like they care about their beauty. So when you come to accuse them of, for example, being a fatty, a chubby girl, then you know how the story is going to turn out. It's going to be so sad and excruciating for that woman. And we have the other side of the story as well. So the woman might have some comments on the body of her man. So then these things are going to create some issues and problems. So the thing we have to know is that mocking is different from, joking and everything else.
Yeah.
And you have to know, by the way, I'm one of those people who believes that sometimes even joking is not suitable between couples. Because you tell me something, I love the other person. Like in relationships, couples usually love each other. What starts to create issues and problems is the words we say to each other, which are going to work like swords and daggers. So we have to be careful about these daggers we throw at each other's heart.
Let's start with the hadith of Imam Ali al-Islam. It says, think before you speak.
Yeah, very true.
So, yeah, when you speak, and in fact, Quran says, whenever you speak good.
Yeah.
So marriage in itself is a sanctuary. It's a safe space where two souls are meant to be cherished. They're meant to be uplifted. They are meant to be protected by each other. And in this sacred space, every word, every glance rather, every silence even has weight, you know.
Yeah. So it's going to be translated.
Exactly. So what happens when the person we turn to for comfort mm-hmm. becomes the source of quiet humiliation.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is so sad.
Yes.
So it's depressing.
Indeed. So it's something that needs to be understood. So when a spouse basically mocks their partners, their body, their habits, you know, even as a joke, it mm-hmm. guts deep.
And you know that women are so sensitive.
Right.
Specifically
also, even
about their
women
physique.
Should know that if they are joking on their spouse, it really cuts deep. It tells the other person, you're not enough.
Yeah.
It tells them, I see your vulnerability and I choose to laugh at it.
Yeah.
See?
This, so depressing.
Yes. Maybe you don't say anything
and
back,
so
but this has this meaning. The mm-hmm. person perceives it this way when you're laughing on someone. So this is not just a playful teasing. Teasing is different. This is mockery. Mm-hmm. Okay? A mockery is a form of emotional cruelty. There's a difference between teasing and ridicule and mockery itself. See, for example, teasing is the same thing as like joking when a mutual and lighthearted can strengthen bonds rather.
Yeah.
You know?
So let me confess on the behalf of many women out there. I would say that teasing, mocking, joking, all of these stuffs and some other common synonyms to these words are going to hurt so much. So much. Like sometimes you're my close friend. You tell me something. You take it as a joke, but I don't take it as a joke. And I would take it so seriously. Therefore, the best way to put it is that, like the way you started today's episode, you have to count to 10 before mentioning anything, specifically commenting on people's appearance or anything like that. So we take this as the ground for our discussion. We go for a break and then we come back to see what's with the seed. life and marriage is just like this plantation. You have a field and you're going to plant stuff on it. And it depends on how you're going to treat this field and plantation, how the future is going to be. So this is Muslim Ladies. Sister Zainab is in here. She's helping us with the topic of mockery and teasing and joking. Sometimes there's one person who's so lighthearted, who believes to be so funny and so interesting, but then they throw words unconsciously and this becomes one of their habits. So me, as the other person who is on the other side of the table, wishes to tell them that you're being wrong. At the same time, I don't want my dignity to get hurt or broken. How can I tell you that? Stop that. I don't like this sort of funniness.
Communication is always a key. Mm-hmm. Talk about it. It's not like when the way you perceive the things, convey it, tell it. It was not joke.
But then it's going to create issues and problems. I've seen couples, like when they open up that door,
if you open up in a very kind way, there's always a humble way of saying things. There's always a kind way of saying things. You don't have to, I'm not saying that go and fight and jump on another person and tell them what was that. No, there's always a very nice, kind way of conversation. Mm-hmm. You can do that. Say, for example, you can tell them mockery that makes you laugh, makes me shrink. I did not take it in a very kind way.
At the very beginning of the story, they would say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. But as it goes further, the situation is going to be
as
so complicated.
As it goes further, it's not mockery anymore. It's ridicule. You know, it's not encouraged in Islam at all. Mm-hmm. For example, let me give you an example. What is it? It's public and it's dehumanizing. Let me give you an example. There was a lady who was very good at making the Indian sweets that's called Luddu. Okay.
Yeah.
So she was very good at making these Luddus. And then when some guests tell her that you made it very nice, and she says, her husband says that, yes, she was basically born to make Luddus. This is dehumanizing. This is ridicule, and the danger lies in dismissing mockery as just joking.
Mm-hmm.
That this is a dangerous thing that you don't admit this as a mockery, because over time these jokes erode self-worth, and they make love feel like a performance you can never win. And Quran says about this, you know, ridicule. It says in Surah Hajrat, we have, "Oh, you who believe, let not people ridicule another people. Perhaps they may be better than them."
Exactly.
You never know. Like, okay, maybe the person is shorter. You never know what quality of this person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And by the way, there must be some boundaries, even for joking and being so funny.
Yeah. You know, we should remember always the smallest kind of disrespect can leave lasting scars.
Exactly.
That has to be remembered.
I just said that before, that it works like a dagger. It gets into your heart, and then the pain, the hurting point in there is not going to be healed forever.
Yeah.
Even if you love that person, even if that person is so important to you, when they throw a word on you, those words are going to stay there forever like a stain, specifically from the people you expect more
Indeed.
From them. Just imagine what would happen in the marital relationship.
Right.
So this is actually a very important and delicate discussion to go on with. We go for a break and then we'll come back to see what's more.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, dear ladies. Well, this is your own program. We are talking about the bad people who do mockery. We are talking about the bad people who do the mockery, which they shouldn't do. Well, in relationships, specifically about the couple, sometimes it happens that one person pretends to be so funny, but sometimes this funniness is going to get on your nerve and then make you lose your mind. So when I'm hurt, I feel that I have to talk about it. You said that the best way of dealing with these issues is to communicate.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about how psychologists would look at this issue. Like, what do they feel about these commentaries, like funny commentaries on each other?
Right. We have a relationship psychologist, Dr. John Gottman, who says that mockery, sarcasm, or ridicule is one of the strongest predictors of divorce in today's world.
Yeah.
When a spouse mocks, so their spouse feels unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
They feel that their self-image is being crumbled. And this love ultimately turns into loneliness.
Exactly.
As per them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So in real love, Islam as well, it does not, it never says that real love never means to belittle mm-hmm. another person, right?
Exactly.
So belittling is
be
nowhere.
Aware of each other's dignity.
Right.
That's
because
so important.
I told you, like, it's going to erode somebody's self-worth and you have no right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So Islam teaches us every effort made to sustain love, to sustain that, to have peace in this relationship and to maintain that dignity in the marriage is ibadah. It's a mm-hmm. worship.
By the way, let me just mention another point as well regarding this. Some couples do believe that if you have much more of friendship, if you have much more of these moments of commenting on each other's, whatever, appearance, characteristics, personality, idiosyncrasies, whatever, that means you are much more in love and that means you're much more closer. But obviously, we have been talking about this before in Muslim Lady as well,
right,
that this is not love.
Yeah.
By time, I may not say things because I love you at the very beginning of our relationships, but then it's going to be piled up on each other. And after a certain time, I would no longer tolerate even a word from you. That's
yeah.
why we're going to get into that road of divorce.
Yes, a person has to analyze before saying anything. As we said mm-hmm. from the Ahadith, think before you speak. Your words act like a sword sometimes. And the moment you're belittling someone on the body shape or anything, like maybe on their hair or anything, their habits, would you do that for the same for yourself?
Exactly.
So you yeah. have to analyze before you speak. Why don't you make jokes on your own self
mm-hmm.
to make the other person laugh if the intention is
we
to
all
make
have flaws,
others.
Be it on our
yes.
appearance, be it on our personality,
yes.
we all have flaws.
Right.
There's no infallible among us.
Right.
But then we shouldn't take these things as a source of our sarcasm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
For entertainment or being or showing how funny we are. No, these things are going to hurt people. And I think we don't have much more of time, but I guess this suffices for today. Just to realize that in a perfect, healthy relationship, you don't have to comment on each other, on each other's personality, on each other's appearance. Being friend with each other, being in love with each other does not mean that breaking each other's dignity or heart or daggering each other with words or unwanted, unnecessary sarcasm or funniness.
Right. I would like to end it with this line that in a world where so many fight just to be heard, believed and respected, let marriage at least be that one place where hearts are held, they are not hurt. And when your spouse stands before you, nervous, flawed, and reaching out, don't laugh. Hold their hand rather, and hold their hope, and hold your tongue.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
That is love that echoes in this world and also gets rewarded in the hereafter.
Exactly. So do not let each other feel alone when you have each other. So this was all. I hope you have just enjoyed it. Until another session. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.